And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about from Huntsville to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that pretty little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, indeed, even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. All right, let me go to the phones real quick. He held on during the break, so I'll honor his time. Mike from Harvest. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Senator Williams. How are you today, sir?
I'm well, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, while Pam Bondi is investigating who was prosecuting the J6ers, perhaps she may want to look at who started the investigations and surveillance into the Catholic churches, yeah. Latin masses, and the people who were asking questions at PTA meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. And the grannies who prayed outside of abortion clinics that got arrested for praying. Yeah, I totally agree. There's been an actual... In fact, I just saw today, now that you say that, Mike, that... and I've forgotten who it was. Pamela Schreier, I believe, who is a well-known evangelical female person who just got appointed to a position where she's going to be working in the DOJ as a consultant to advise on how to avoid encroaching on religious liberties. I had a hard time getting that out, but there it is. All right, Mike.
No problem. Thank you, Senator Williams. You have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, sir. You too. Thank you so much for the call. He's right. I mean, the AG's office has been used to try to crush people for daring to have a belief, to daring to have a religious liberty. I mean, think about what they did with things like, the vaccine mandates. It wasn't all DOJ, but what I'm saying is the Biden administration was, everything it did seemed like it was attempting to step on values, faith, tradition, even patriotism. Hey, let me jump in. I'm going to do text messages here in a minute, but let me jump in. I gotta go down this list. So I had a dipper set. And I'm gonna squeeze it in here, and I called it the big grift. This USAID thing, I'm gonna be honest with you, I think this is one of the biggest stories of the decade. We are finding things out on a day, and I don't think we're done. I think they're gonna be releasing the list soon. And I wish I could say people were gonna go to jail. I can't guarantee you they will. This is like finding out that the chef who was given access to all the ingredients was making things and you didn't like the way he was baking them, but yet he had been authorized to bake them. That's unfortunately where we are right now. But we may find out that there were some things being done, and we talked about that earlier, that may have had its actual intent of destabilizing the Trump administration. That is absolutely criminal. We've now found out that USAID funds were going to things like Politico subscriptions. I mean, I've got an article here from Newsweek where they're trying to excuse it. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Politico received $8 million from USAID. Why? To apparently help get, government offices Politico subscriptions so they could keep up with the news. $8 million taxpayer dollars to help Politico. I'm wondering, let's see. What conservative outlets, maybe townhall.com, Daily Wire, Right Side Media, did we get any money from USAID? No. You're not finding them on the list. It's all the liberal media arms, the same ones who helped suppress the Hunter Biden laptop, the same ones who helped, go down certain roads against Trump and about, the Russia collusion stories. And we're finding out now they were sucking down millions of taxpayer dollars and then helping the administration to battle against the right side of politics. It's unreal, and somebody needs to go to jail for that one. But let me just inflame your passions a tad more. Wolverine Dan called in earlier. Wolverine Dan, I hope you're having a great night with your grandkids. Wolverine Dan called in, and he was passionate. He was fired up. He was like, Phil, is this stuff true? Well, let me just read you a list. You ready? Townhall.com has one of the best summaries I've seen so far of the egregious things they're finding out at USAID. Came out yesterday. The article is titled, "The Most Outrageous, Horrific Things That USAID Did With Your Tax Dollars." And y'all, it goes on and on and on. They've got it broken down into categories just to sort of help, wade through it all. They got a whole category of money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion, which includes transgenderism. They've got climate activism. They got mass migration. They've got sexual health in third world countries. They've got a whole section on eco-health alliance issues and Green New Steel kind of stuff. They break it down. It's a long article. I'm not even going to get to half of it. They've got stuff like terrorism. Like, oh, apparently we were providing 38,000 meals to Al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters in Syria. Why in God's name? We have U.S. troops in Syria right now. And we're helping? $10 million worth of meals sent over to Syria that were skimmed into terrorists, you know, who needed to get fed on the battlefield, I guess. How about this? Let me start at the beginning. USAID actively paying for sex change procedures in Guatemala. No kidding. $2 million to a group called the Asociación Lambda de Guatemala, an LGBTQ activist that group. $2 million there. How about $1 million to French-speaking LGBTQ groups in West and Central Africa? Awesome. How about $3.3 million blown on normalizing being LGBTQ in the Caribbean? That's it. It was a whole campaign, $3.3 million on being LGBTQ in the Caribbean. Okay. How about $425,000 for Indonesian coffee companies to become more climate and gender friendly? Indonesian coffee companies. That's big doings, man. Yeah. Stand by. How about this? $1.5 million to promoting job opportunities for LGBTQ individuals in Serbia. $1.5 million. The things we could do with Right Side with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
$16,000. It's chump change now. $16,000 for a, quote, united and equal queer feminist discourse in Albania. What in God's name? Who sat around and went, we got some money. What do you want to spend it on? I don't know. How about a queer feminist discourse in Albania? I like it. Write the check. I mean, who did that? How about this one? $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. $32,000 for an LGBTQ comic book in Peru. $70,000. We've talked about this one. A DEI musical in Ireland. Awesome. $20,000 for drag shows in Ecuador. $7,000 to hire a BIPOC speaker. BIPOC speaker.
What even is BIPOC?
You didn't know what BIPOC is?
Oh, is it bipolar person of color? Did I just...
No. It's Black Indigenous People of Color.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah. But you know what? We can make up anything we wanted to. And yeah, they'd probably go, okay.
Yeah.
How about $80,000 for an LGBTQ community center in Slovakia? Well, they're packing them in there, man.
Yeah.
Backgammon night at the LGBTQ community center in Slovakia. $80,000. How about we move into climate activism, shall we? How about $1.5? I hope I'm making y'all mad. By the way, these are your taxpayer dollars. Wake the frick up. I mean, this is stuff that you should be going, wow. And you should be asking for whoever your senator or congressman is to press forward on this and to find out if there was corruption. Is it rampant negligence? Is it little bitty intern activists who thought it'd be cool and they got their money for their, you know, their feminist and queer discourse in Albania? Or was there corruption? I want to know. Climate activism. How about $1 million to help disabled people in Tajikistan become climate leaders? What the heck? What does that even mean? Are you in a wheelchair? Yeah. Where do you live? Tajikistan. We can help you become a climate leader. We have the money. That's what this is.
It doesn't shock me at all, honestly.
How about $1.5 million to empower women to adapt to climate change in northern Kenya? Can you get any more niche than that?
No. That's what
these... Empowering just women in only northern Kenya to adapt to climate change. What does it mean to adapt, by the way? What are they doing? How are they adapting?
Getting sweaters. I don't know.
I mean, this list keeps going. I'm going to wear this out, but I got to do it. I mean, I go down these roads so that you guys don't have to, so that I can tell you stuff. And so you can turn around and have those water cooler conversations and talk to people. And when your liberal uncle, or your know nothing nephew comes to, you know, Thanksgiving dinner and says, well, I just don't agree. I don't think that's really a big deal. I don't know why you think this is so big deal. You could say, did you really want to spend $446,000 taxpayer dollars to expand atheism in Nepal? Because that's on the list. Did you really want to do $2.5 million to put electric vehicle charging stations in Vietnam?
It's just,
what?
It gets more and more niche as we go.
How about $55,000 just for female and LGBTQ plus journalists about climate change in Argentina? That's on the list. I'm going to read that again because I can't even get over that. $55,000 for a presentation by female and LGBTQ journalists to warn about the impact of climate change in Argentina. That's about as narrow a focus as we could possibly ask for.
And those, and if I've seen so many of them say, well, that's chump change, but those stack up. You had one after another, after another, after another, after another, and yeah. It all adds up to a crazy amount of debt, and not only that, but to absurd things like that.
It's waste, fraud, and abuse, too. This is actually our taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. At a time when we got people in North Carolina still living in tents.
Yep.
Well, California has got people whose whole entire neighborhoods are destroyed by fire. And we got infrastructure that needs to be healed. We got $36 trillion in national debt. And we're spending, how about this? What did we say the cost was? Yesterday I had it on the show. It was $484 billion a year during the Biden administration is what illegal mass migration cost us. And yet, apparently, we were helping because $45 million in USAID funds went to help feed people near the southern border. Yep. Even to the extent of giving out $14 million in cash vouchers so they could buy groceries as they came across our southern border. And then, you know, while we're at it, let's go elsewhere and help other people with mass migration. How about $3.2 million to help migrants readjust to their lives in Tunisia after being deported? What is going on? By the way, you may be also pleased to know that we're working on population control. $46,000 in oral and injectable contraceptives were sent to the Middle East. 3.6 billion male condoms to over 60 countries. We spent $118 million on condoms around the world. Condoms around the world. JP, what in God's name?
Oh, man, I would like to say I'm shocked, but I'm not.
I got a call that I'll take. I've got about 1 minute before I go to the break, so let me grab it real quick. Rick from Huntsville. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Pretty good, Phil. My question is, of course, all of these things that you're listing, are they ones that were just found or have they been paid? If they have been paid or money sent out to them, I want to follow the money, find out what NGO they went through, so on and so forth, and who got money kicked back from it.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, I totally agree. And these are all after the fact. These are all already gone. The money was spent on these line items, and that's where they're accounting it for.
Well, I want them to keep following the money to find out what NGO they went through.
Yep.
And then basically who's kicking back to who.
I totally agree, man, and I hope they do. And I hope somebody's in handcuffs over it. I do. Absolutely. Hey, gotta run to a break. Rick, thanks so much for the call.
All right, appreciate it.
Take care. All right, JP, take me to a break, brother. My rant ran long, but I'm gonna get a few text messages when we come back. You guys are awesome. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.